morning, Hebner's Hustle listeners. We're back once again for another exciting episode of Hebner's Hustle here live in the KCR studio. Season 2, Episode 3 is among us. The March Madness special, per se. Today's lineup includes a semester first speedy sports update. Then weatherman Zenos is back with his weekly weather roundup. We'll then join forces to discuss our top shopping picks from Trader Joe's, top ways to stay healthy on campus, and top study tips and tricks as well. Today's guests are coming to us from the Techs, sophomore housing on campus, to talk all things sophomore housing and how to stay clean and tidy when living on your own. Then Parksy wraps up the hour once again with his hottest takes of the week. As always, Hebner's Hustle is streaming live on YouTube at Hebner's Hustle KCR. Drop into the live stream for a behind-the-scenes look at all the chaos. It's 10 a.m. It's Friday morning. It's the hustle. Let's get crazy. Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. How are we looking now? How are we looking now? Zenos, can you hear anything?
Nothing in the mic.
Nothing in the mic, dude. What's going on? All right, folks. Welcome back to Hebner's Hustle. There you go, Zenos. Can you tap in real quick?
Hello, hello? Testing?
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear in the headphones.
No, not in the headphones.
Not in the headphones, huh? Well, that's an interesting dilemma to kick off the day. Our little audio output's not
going. Wouldn't be Hebner's Hustle. Wouldn't be Hebner's Hustle without any problems.
Let's try that. Try that. Are we getting anything there?
Nah, not that.
All right, folks,
yet.
We're going to jump right back into one more song. I think we're going to go back to a little bit of Cage the Elephant, and then we're going to come right back in. We're going to go to Little Icky Thump. Sit tight.
Mexico. Oh, what a chant, man. My head got a bump when I hit it on the radio.
All right, folks, that was a little bit of a complication. Biggest apologies there. But nonetheless, we are back. It looks like the live stream feed is working.
Yeah, any obstacle God puts in front of us, we overcome.
We can't be stopped at this point. Yeah, you know what it is. It is a live studio. Sounds like the live stream is not quite working. It should be up.
We're working on it, folks.
I have everything going on my part. Nonetheless, we get to jump directly into a Speedy Sports update to kick off the day. Welcome to Happy's Hustle. Shout out Eric in the sports department. So just a week recap on the Mesa men's golf with 11th place at the Southern Highlands Collegiate Competition. Women's golf taking 5th at the Causeway Invitational. This is all on Monday. And then baseball versus Hawaii here.
Wow.
The Lions came here.
Gotta go.
It's quite the flight. With a dub 3-2. I think that's like a low scoring game for baseball.
Pretty sure. Sounds like a hockey game.
Let me give you some help over here, Zeno. So there we go. Now you can see what's going on. Nonetheless, Tuesday, February 28th, more men's and women's golf got canceled. Must have been raining.
Wow.
Was it raining on Tuesday?
I think it was. It was pouring.
Yeah, it's raining. It's pouring. The old man is snoring. Women's basketball versus Air Force. They flew over here probably. With a dub 60-51.
We own the airspace.
Live stream is good. Let's go. We're all good. And the men's basketball, very tight game against Boise at Boise State. Must have had potato fever.
Couldn't take home the dub.
60-66. Wednesday, women's lacrosse versus Stony Brook. Potentially not our best. That was a tough loss.
Wow.
I hope Stony Brook enjoyed all the crummy rain that day. And then Thursday, yesterday, March 2nd, men's tennis taking on UCSB. What are they? Are they like aliens or something?
I don't know, man. It looks like a snake with a hat on.
The Mad Hatter.
You know the guy from Rango? Like the main villain?
Oh, yeah.
That's the vibe I'm picking
up. It's kind of a scary show.
Yeah,
kind
dude.
A scary movie. But yeah, they did not quite succeed. That's I think that's probably it for a Speedy Sports update today. We can look towards the weekend as well. Today, we got a little bit of softball action, 2 p.m. at the softball stadium, and then 4:30. Oh, this is like some sort of softball invitational. Huh. We don't really read through this too easily. Baseball at UNLV tonight at 6, men's baseball, and then women's lacrosse taking on Kent State at Snapdragon tonight.
Whoa.
That's going to be exciting.
Big stadium.
I know I'm going to Snapdragon tomorrow for the outdoor Seals box lacrosse game.
Wow.
Should be exciting. Shout out the ticket guy that I got some cheap tickets from. Women's tennis coming at you tomorrow at noon, along with baseball, 1 p.m. again. Pardon the cough. Shout out Ryan. Women's water polo versus Fresno State. Fres nasty. And then softball tomorrow, Boston. Men's basketball, Wyoming. That's a big game.
Wow.
That's the last one of the season, I think.
Pretty empty schedule without hockey on there.
It's been pretty dry lately. And then to wrap up the weekend, Sunday, March 5th, we got some softball action versus the Grizz, University of Montana. I don't know if you've ever been there. It is in a city that I'm drawing a blank on.
Here, it's a pretty place.
It's not as good as Bozeman. Bozeman's a lot better than University of Montana. That is in Missoula, Zoo, as they like to call it.
Wow.
And women's lacrosse taking on High Point University, the HPU, 3 p.m. at Snapdragon again, dude. They're really getting some good Snapdragon action.
They just let anyone in, don't they?
Wow. That was a little rude. That's going to conclude our Speedy Sports update for day one. Zenos, you know what time it is because we need to get you directly onto the weather, my friend.
Let's roll. Weather on the Mesa.
Weather on the Mesa.
There's no weather on the Mesa until I say there is.
What do you got, Zenos? Hold on. Let me advance the slides for you. That way you got a nice little view of things. Nice. We can run through the show rundown after weather on the Mesa at this point. Zenos.
All right, guys. This is what you can expect for the week. On the screen, throughout the week, I'm seeing a lot of sun, which is something we didn't see too much of last week. So I scared the rain man away. I told him to go away. Now we're just getting a little bit of overcast. Friday, pretty clear day. I was walking here and I didn't see a single cloud, which was a nice change for once.
Cloud in the sky.
You know, we finally remembered that we're San Diego and we got to do it right.
Some vitamin D in the air.
Throughout the week, it looks like it's mostly going to be overcast and sunny. So for your fits, honestly, I'd recommend probably start off with some shorts. You know, we're getting to that point where the sun's finally out, starting to warm the good old legs and toes. Maybe even bust out some flip-flops or Birks if you're feeling bold.
The dogs are coming out.
Dogs are out.
I gotta ask a question.
Can't cage the dogs.
Is 60 degrees and above shorts weather?
In my opinion, if the sun's out, it is. you'll have the sun warming you. I think if you're in the shade, then you got a little bit of an issue.
Maybe 65 is the actual cutoff.
65? Yeah. Could be that. There's a little bit of personal preference in there, I won't lie. But for me, I'm rocking shorts, probably a shirt, just because, you know, that's an essential. Hoodie, hat, you're good. Locked in. Berks or flops, and you're in the game.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. Popping a little bit of news in that. Been a bit under the weather, which brings us, thank you, Zenos.
Providing all your weather needs
since three weeks ago. Once again. The sun is shining today. Nonetheless, folks, we got a lot to talk about today, Zenos. Get some guest talk going in the background. Today's lineup, we are talking a lot. Before our guests come in like 10 minutes, today's general discussion topics, we got a week recap. We got to talk about the snow back home because that was pretty nutty.
Crazy.
Talking about anything new. Top Trader Joe's sleeper picks, how to stay healthy on campus, best advice for when to hit the arc, and how to stay on top of your grades.
Important stuff, folks. Tune in.
Zenos, it snowed back home for me.
It snowed back home for me, too.
Shout out.
That doesn't happen where I'm from.
Shout out San Jose.
Yeah, shout out the Sharks. Pretty sweet place. But no snow there normally. And my mom was sending me a lot of pictures of the hills, because I live in a valley. So both the mountains on either side that surrounded us, covered in snow. All the hikes that I go on all year round, snowy hikes, man. I was getting cool pictures from my friends. Kind of sucks that like the 1 year I'm not there, this epic event doesn't happen.
That's what I was arguing as well. I kind of wished I could have been home to see this.
Yeah.
We did have our banquet. I was going to go home yesterday, but we did have the end of the season men's ice hockey banquet.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad.
Pretty important.
Tried out a new pizza place.
Can't. We know the new hot spots.
Maybe the spots to avoid. But hey, I'm always open to try new things. Next up on the agenda, is anything new, Zenos? You got anything new?
I wouldn't say anything's new with me. Like I said, kind of wish I could have gone home and experienced the snow.
Yeah.
I've been trying to go on a hike down here. Mm. I was seeing all the hikes around, like just by where I live. And yeah, I've been waiting to go on a hike down here. I've been doing some research and exploring. So if you guys have any, put me on.
Put them on. Email, drop a comment on the Hepner's Hustle live stream with your favorite place to hike.
Guys, help me out.
In San Diego. Help out Zenos, please.
I can walk anywhere you guys tell me.
Zenos, Sundays are our shopping day. We like to pick you up. Me, Gavin, Ryan like to grab you, and then we
cruise around the world.
We make the world tour of San Diego, picking up all the finest groceries. But we've taken a liking to Trader Joe's lately, and I think it's time to provide the listeners with our top Trader Joe's.
TJ's is a necessity.
I don't think you can
go without it.
But these are sleeper picks at this point. Everybody knows they've got avocados and bread and frozen
cool tote bags. Yeah, people know them.
Bags in general. Reusable bags. Don't forget to reuse those things. Save the planet, please. So, you know, let's run us through your top sleeper picks from Trader Joe's.
All right, my top sleeper picks.
If you feel comfortable sharing these.
All right, this one might not be a sleeper pick as of anymore, because I've heard it thrown around a lot, but okay. The fake talkies. I don't know the real name of them.
We were just
the Trader Joe's
this.
Impersonators. I feel like it'd be rude not to mention them, because they're a top pick, and they're never there, because I think everyone buys them as soon as they're restocked.
Are they the Fockies?
They are. I would say the jockeys, maybe. The jockeys.
Oh,
the could be there. But no, those things are sweet. The only drawback is they make a huge mess on your fingers.
Yeah.
Like if you thought like Doritos or Cheetos, you know, gave you like those cheese fingers, these things do way more damage. I almost ruined a shirt.
A wet wipe with you at that point.
Genuinely, I think I ruined a shirt wearing them, but I don't regret it at all. I couldn't stop eating them.
It was worthwhile.
Next thing I knew, it was in my mouth.
Hey. Bruh. I got a top pick. Chorizo.
Okay.
I don't know. Soy.
Is it better than chorizo? Just regular?
I think it is. Gavin can testify. Gavin's cruising in the studio, folks.
Gavin's just hanging out.
Yeah, Gavin's just hanging out today. He's dialed in. But Gavin likes chorizo as well. It's pretty flipping good, if you ask me.
I trust him. Gavin's pretty qualified. Your pump of the week, man.
Gavin's chirping from the rafters here. He's got the salsa. I can't quite testify to that, though. I gotta admit.
You know what? I got another one. Okay. You mentioned it the first time I grabbed it, and it was really interesting. Okay. And I'll say this much. You were 100% right.
The BC's.
It looks gross. Oh. It looks so gross when you pull it out of the box. The beefless bulgogi. I don't know, man. I cook it. If I put the right sauce on there,
I know what you're talking.
That's
about.
A game changer. That's revolutionary.
It's get on the mic, bro. If you're gonna,
yeah,
talk,
dude.
Get on the mic.
Give us some advice.
Oh, he's doing homework. Sweet chili sauce comes from Gavin. Zenos, I gotta steal your thunder here. The Honeycrisp apples.
Oh my. Yeah.
Those things are ridiculous.
They're huge.
They're absurd.
They are huge, guys.
I don't think I've ever seen an apple that big.
I have an apple slicer, like one of those ones where you could put it all around the apple and just press down, slices it into like 6 or 8 bits.
Right.
The Honeycrisps don't fit in it. I have to manually cut them because they're so large.
Those things are actually ridiculous.
They feed a village.
They could feed 2 villages at this rate.
Honestly, yeah. If I eat one of those, I'm good to go for at least a couple hours. Especially with some peanut butter. Mm. That's a hack. That's a hack right there. A
little PB apple.
Pro tip.
A little PBA.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of honey if you're feeling jiggy that day.
It's good energy, bro.
Yeah.
Sustainable, healthy energy. Unfiltered honey. Get yourself some unfiltered honey. Food for Less has it for about $2 a bottle. My last sleeper pick, the chocolate covered strawberry bits from the freezer.
I haven't tried those.
They're pretty ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
A little pricey. Trader Joe's they're a little proud of their
It's
prices.
An exquisite place.
Yeah, you.
It's top end.
It's not meant for the week, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But no, I think for $3, you get maybe 3 whole strawberries kind of diced up and covered in dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little splurge on a Sunday.
Okay, okay.
Your inhibitions are down and you just kind of cheer things up with a little chocolate-covered straws.
I think the last pro tip I got to mention is when you're in TJ's, got to hit up the back left corner where the where the try stand is, where you can eat the samples.
The samples, dude.
They always plug you. They always give you what you need.
Dude, I love those samples in there.
You know, sometimes you get tired shopping, you just need a little pick-me-up.
We got a brookie one time back there. And we took one lap, like a courtesy lap, before we were going to come back, and it was already gone.
Wow.
Like, they had just set up. We took the first ones. We took one courtesy lap, so we didn't just look like scumbags grabbing a second one. And it was already gone at that point. It was kind of a bummer.
Sometimes I'm just honest with the lady. I go, can I have another? That was so good. And she'll look at me and she'll you know, motion me. She'll like be, you know, keep it down low, but I'll let you have another.
Next up on the agenda today, I am a little bit under the weather, but yeah, I'll give you a bit. There you go. We got to talk about our top ways to stay healthy during the semester, Zenos. It's getting to that hour. Guests are walking in the studio. Welcome in, ladies.
Guests are present.
We still got a lot to talk about at this point. We'll hit traffic on stay, and then they can hop on. But
get a little traffy.
Yeah.
A little traffy action.
How to stay healthy through the semester, Zenos. Your best tips and tricks from a non-licensed professional.
So I live in an apartment, which is a relatively small space, I'd say, and with 3 other roommates. I just think that all of us go out and do a lot of stuff and touch a lot of things throughout the day. So I think washing your hands is, like, literally of utmost importance, because I still get sick and I've been trying to wash my hands more. I've been trying to just do everything more, like wipe things down. I think we all just get around a lot, and especially on a college campus, just a lot of germs.
I think I got to drop potentially a hot take, but I think you got to wipe down your stuff at the gym now. I think that's just what's got to happen. I don't know if people are doing that beforehand, but Gavin says, yeah, you wipe your stuff down. I don't know. I've never seen that trend prior. I think
I wipe it down for other people, but to be honest with you, unless like you absolutely just drench the machine or the bench in sweat, I actually don't like when it's wiped down, because then my clothes are sticking to it. It's like I'll literally be sitting on a wet piece of material.
Kind of a warmed up bench.
Yeah,
a little soggy,
a little moist,
a little tepid. Yeah, I rip an emergency from time to time.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Vitamin C, super important.
A little vitamin C action.
I think hot tea at night too helps.
Oh, you are a big hot tea guy.
Yeah, I'm a big tea guy.
Do you want to plug your sleepy tea, or is that just a secret?
Sleepy Time Tea? I don't know the brand, but it's literally called Sleepy Time Tea. It's kind of awesome. And at least, I'm not sure about both our hosts, but one of them I know is a big tea person too. And she put me on to I call it the Jew tea. And it's just because it's from her Jewish mom.
Whoa. Oh.
No, it's pretty good. They know what they're doing.
Shout out Jew tea. Lastly, well, we got a few more minutes here. Best advice to hit the arc. I gotta admit, during the season, I was a little lacking in the arc department.
Me too.
Now
me
we're
too.
Off. Now the season's over.
It's game time. Back.
Yeah, it's time to get serious about our lifting skills. But with that being said, everyone that I talk to is kind of like, the arc is just always crowded.
Yeah.
It's always busy.
I think unless you go at like both ends of the spectrum, either pretty early in the morning, late at night, I think that's the only time you're gonna have a clear arc. But, you know, I got better things to do in the morning and late at night.
Yeah, it is a tough hour. I ripped it. I'm not going to brag. I was there at 6:30 the other morning.
Whoa.
It was pretty empty, I'd say.
Was it still dark out when you were there?
I had a flashlight. I had to see. Little headlamp.
Lights were off in there?
Headlamp action.
Did you open her up?
Yeah, I kind of just opened
They gave you
up.
The keys?
Yeah, just ka-ching, ka-ching, opened her up. But no, 6:30, Don't steal my thunder.
You know where to find him at 6:30.
Yeah, but yeah, that was cool. And then I know Gavin likes to hit it really late at night, like the 10 o'clock.
He's either a 7 a.m. or a 10 p.m. shark.
He really is both sides of the spectrum.
Wow. He said he goes even later than that. Oh, 12 in the afternoon?
In the afternoon, so
noon. How's that looking? Is that clear?
12.
Empty spot.
12 is not the afternoon. Well, 12 is noon.
It's noon.
12:01 would be the afternoon. 12's
not my afternoon, yeah. To be honest with you.
11 in the morning. It's 11 in the morning. Wasn't that like a sound effect? 11 in the morning.
I wish I knew.
Lastly, Parksy just let us know he's coming in with hot takes, trade deadline edition.
Stallion's
back. You're supposed to go over a little bit of trade deadline.
Yeah, there's some big things that happened.
Do you want to talk trade deadline real quick, and then we'll jump into traffic on state?
Should I leave Parksy the Thunder's trades, or should I just go over the small ones, you think?
Maybe you give them a preview.
Okay, well.
I haven't got a little trade center music for you.
A lot of teams moved a lot of big pieces around, including the Sharks, who just decided to give away their best player. I mean, I don't know. I personally would rather have Meyer than Hurdle, and we re-signed Hurdle earlier in the year. That's just me, though.
Did they dish Timo Meyer?
They dished him. He's right. New Jersey, dude.
Jersey.
He's playing with Hughes.
Jersey.
You know why he was a Shark? To get as far away from Jersey as possible. But now he's there.
Who wants to go to New Jersey, let's be honest?
Yeah. And then you could talk about the other big city. You know, the two closest NHL teams to each other are New Jersey and the Rangers.
What about the Kings and the Ducks?
The Kings and the Ducks? No. Rangers and Devils are closer.
Do you know the statistical distance?
I forgot. I know. It's weird because the Ducks are in Anaheim and the Kings are in L.A. And I've literally thought that Anaheim was in L.A., but it's the other one, bro. It's the other duo. I got to work on my geography.
I think you have to. Geology, geography.
The same GMCS, thing. Same bro. Difference.
They built the whole building for you.
I run that place.
That place is kind of scary, let's be honest.
I know. It's there's a basement.
Like of GMCS?
There's like an underground level, really? And it's super eerie.
Are there windows down there or no?
No windows, I mean,
that makes sense.
Windows into the labs, into like the classrooms that you pass by.
It's a bomb shelter down there.
Literally, dude.
You can survive a nuclear fallout.
I know where I'm going if Nuketown happens.
Nuketown. We watched some COD Zombies yesterday. It made me feel nostalgic.
Yeah?
We just watched gameplay of COD Zombies.
We play from time to time in my apartment.
If you're a big Zombies player back in the day, little BO2.
I was.
Probably what, like
BO2 was my game.
14, 15?
Somewhere around there.
Those were good days.
When I was too young to be playing.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have been playing back then.
When my parents didn't know I was playing.
But stop playing, bro. Parksy's excited for his
Parks
hot takes.
Parks is excited? Too. I'm kind of excited for that, too.
I'm interested to see what he's got today.
Every time he drops a trade, I'll immediately give my thoughts about it and say mid or bad.
Some trade center sound effects, but that wasn't the one I was looking for.
I mean,
you know the ESPN fantasy one?
Yeah.
That's more of what I was trying to find.
Okay, we'll leave the sound effects for Parksy.
But,
he can make them with his mouth or something.
Whoa. There it is. All right, folks. Well, that was kind of our little weekly discussion. We're going to jump right into traffic on state. Here comes the sky cam. Everybody,
see how Bully's looking again.
Look out.
Every single week. We're just looking out for Boulevard.
I'm going to pull this over for you. Welcome to traffic on state at 1028, folks. Your finest traffic update from all across the Mesa. Looking first at the intersection of College Ave and Montezuma. It's looking pretty congested, dude. It is a Friday.
A lot of people are hitting up Wings and Things, it looks like.
Well, are you a big Wings and Things supporter? Because I don't
honestly
think I've been there yet.
I'm not. I'm really not, but I hear some people are.
I'm not a big Wings fan in general.
Yeah, I don't know. It has to be the time and the place, and half the time, it's not the time and the place when everyone wants to go, for me at least.
It seems a little crowded most hours of the day.
Yeah, and oh man, it looks like that gas station's busy right next to Poncho's and Trujillo's.
The Arco again. Always shady business going on.
That place is suspect. That place is interesting.
It is interesting. We talked about this last week, I think. What else we got across the Mesa? Corner of 55th and Montezuma. If you're banging a right into Aztec Corner Apartments, you might have a little bit of a traffic.
If you're heading to the Techs, there's gonna be a little bit of traffic.
We're about to learn all about the Techs at the second half of the hour here. And then, yeah, seriously, talk about traffic. The Peterson, people must be there is some traffic that builds up there at those couple stoplights.
Yeah, it's like lights in a row.
Yeah, they're kind of pointless.
And then there's students who walk across thinking that they're immune to cars, like that they're stronger than cars, and then they just go when the cars have the green.
I gotta admit, I may be one of those people. But that is a little bit congested. And then if you're heading towards the 8, as always, for an early PB run, things are looking nice. Things are looking clean. Do not go west or eastbound, excuse me. There's a little bit of traffic.
Dave and Buster's is looking pretty clear.
A little DB action. When was the last time you ripped DB?
Maybe a year ago. It hasn't been too long, but I'm due. I'm due for another trip.
Every 365?
Every 365, once around the sun.
I don't mind it. They're a little pricey, though, I will admit.
Always a good time.
That's true. But here's what we need to know, folks. If you're over by Vaughn's today, you're going to Yogurtland, to Burger King. I actually tried a beefless beef burger from Burger King the other day. Thumbs down altogether. But it's going to be pretty congested. You may need to leave early for your shopping trip. If you're going to Woodstock's to get some very quality pizza, put it that way.
Above average.
Yeah, we won't talk people down. But if you're going over to Woodstock's for your little Friday meetup, Friday fun day, leave a little bit earlier, folks. Corner of College Ave, and that would be El Cajon. There's going to be a lot of traffic. I know turning right on El Cajon right here next to Vaughn's is, or excuse me, College Ave is kind of a pain. But there's a lot of good places to eat in there as well. So that would kind of make sense for a little bit of this traffic. Elsewhere, as the Skycam wraps things up, corner of Colwood and El Cajon, also grocery outlet. Me and Gavin love the grocery outlet. They had 50 cent Ripple milks there the other day, dude.
They brought them back? 50 cents?
No, they were like a dollar, huh, Gav?
A dollar?
Yeah.
They were 48 cents that one time we went.
They were mean, yeah.
And I think we bought 8 in total between all of us.
Oh, yeah. Now they got dollar Tostino's pizzas. I got to admit.
We might have to go to grocery outlet after this.
We got to go grab some post. Yeah. But, yeah, corner of Colwood and El Cajon, a little bit busy. And that's kind of it for your Friday morning traffic, folks. We're going to take a 1 minute break, a little bit of White Stripes, get our guests loaded up. We're coming right back. Happiness Hustle, KCR. What's going on?
It took us 10 minutes to walk here.
But broad daylight.
Fair.
All right, folks. Well, welcome back. We got some new guests in the studio. Hopefully, everyone is visible in the live stream today. It looks like you guys are. I want to make sure everybody gets included.
Everyone's mic'd up.
Zenos, I'm sorry, dude. That was on me last week. I know you're not kind of included.
It's okay. They can hear my buttery voice.
Michelle, Maddie, welcome into Hefner's House. Welcome into the KCR studio. Why don't you ladies please introduce yourselves and just give us a little bit of background so we know who we're talking to.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I am a member of SDSU, and okay. I'm happy to be here.
Right on.
She's my neighbor. Two years in a row.
2 years.
2 years in a row. In the dorms last year.
Yeah.
In the techs now.
Yeah, I went my room, women's bathroom, Michelle.
Oh! Maddie, please introduce yourself.
Okay, yeah, so I'm Maddie. I met Michelle last year, so I'm her roommate this year. And then I met Alex through Michelle. So, yeah.
Pretty sweet times.
And you guys are both sophomores.
Yeah.
How are things going for sophomore classes?
Love it. Can't complain.
Michelle's a wild schedule for school.
Yeah, I only have classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
See, how do people do that?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I, like, tried to get classes, like, very minimally, and it was every day of the week.
You see, I tried getting a class on Monday and Wednesday, and they just didn't offer it for me.
What class did you need?
Well, I got it. It's just on Tuesdays and Thursdays instead. But, like, my Tuesdays and Thursdays are, like, stacked. Like, on Thursday, I'm in class from, like, 9:30 to 3:15. So, like, it's that not that
monster
nice.
Day.
That doesn't seem very...
That seems like a high school, middle school kind of day
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, that seems very average. But I will also admit it is cooking in here, ladies. This is not normally how hot it is.
Yeah.
Xenos, I did notice that the controller is above the AC unit on the right side.
Maybe you I might have to that. Snag that
yeah,
here.
I think you got
to
grab that, dude. It's ridiculously hot in here. Ladies, you guys live in the text. Today, we are talking... all about sophomore housing. The KTR radio is broadcasted in some of the freshman dorms, so we really need to get the word out on your best sophomore housing advice. Tell us a little bit about the techs. Expand on what the techs' full name is. And did the techs choose you, or did you choose the techs?
Well, we live in Toltec, so it's a little bit different from where Alex lives. It definitely chose us. We weren't originally thinking of living there, but now that we are, we love it, I think.
Yeah, we were the chosen ones for the techs for sure.
We were the chosen ones.
I live in Sakata, Topeka, by the way. The techs is just all those buildings in that area
they're
that end in tech.
They're pretty beefy names. They're pretty beefy, beefy names, yeah. So we just abbreviate to the techs, right?
Yeah.
All of those buildings.
That's, techs are pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's like the top of 55th Street, I think, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie? Did you choose to live in the techs? Or? Well, I know you did, but,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, honestly, I was pretty checked out through the whole, like, process of choosing housing because I trusted them. Yeah.
Just let it happen.
I trusted them to know what to do.
As long as you have a roof.
Exactly. And then, but I'm happy that we got it. Like, yeah, like she said, we weren't really choosing it, like, planning on it. But I feel like we kind of lucked out on our building specifically because, like, it's pretty good, especially for the price range.
100%. And the techs open all the time, so.
The techs are always open. How is life in the techs? Give your honest little review.
I gotta say, I gotta complain about the water.
Oh, no.
Lately, we haven't had any. Or, like, wow. It's so intermittent.
Wait, water?
It's a desert in
water.
The techs?
What do you mean?
Like, they just turn it off to, like, do maintenance.
That's what? Never happened.
Like, how often?
Like, at the beginning of the year, it was, like, once a week for, like, a month kind of thing. And then, once or twice a week. And then... last week, our hot water just, like, stopped working. It was just, like, cold water. And then we got, like, and then they shut it off. And then we got a text, like, halfway through the day telling us that they were going to shut it off. And then...
after they already did it.
Yeah. And then it took, like, another 2 days or something for them to fix it. And then they turned it off again yesterday for no reason. Well, like, for a reason. But, like,
they
I don't know
tell
why.
You what.
Yeah.
Wow. Treat the text right.
How long does the water stay off, then?
A couple hours.
Some it depends. Like last week, it was for a few days. Mm-hmm. Yesterday
for a few
was
days?
Like, yeah.
You just have no water
well,
for a couple
like,
days.
The cold water. Either they'd like turn off both for a couple hours and then turn back on like the cold water, or they'd just like turn both off for a couple hours and then turn both back on.
So you have like one last flush in the toilet.
Basically,
like, one
yeah.
Wow. Left in the bowl.
One bullet in the chamber. That's crazy.
What's that? Someone's yelling out there.
Someone got excited.
Recommendations for those transferring into sophomore housing. What do you got? What are your living tips? I think a lot of these freshmen are coming in. They don't really know how to live on their own. Maybe you guys can share some advice.
They don't know how to open in the text. That's the problem.
They probably don't.
I don't know. I mean, the texts are good bang for your buck. I've heard a lot of good things about other places, though.
It's what you make of it. It's totally what you make with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, if you meet your neighbors, you know, throw some functions, get some people in the common area, the living area, like use the pools and like the lawn areas. Like there's so many just resources to utilize, you know, and
you
can make a good community.
How do you guys feel about the tech pools? Xenos likes to talk about the tech pool.
They're pretty good. I don't know. I feel like our building specifically is very like Motel 60 versus his. So like when I'm there, I feel like I'm in a fishbowl because I'm like alone just laying out. So it's kind of uncomfortable.
Is your guys' farther to the right or the left, like back towards campus?
The right.
Yeah.
The right?
Yeah.
Like if I'm looking at Xenos' building, you guys are to the right.
Oh no,
yeah.
They're on,
wait.
No, they're on
left.
The left. They're on the left if you're facing my building.
Yeah.
You guys are in the green one? The green and black one?
No.
One
no, ours has yellow doors.
It's like there's like that tiny building right next to his. Uh-huh. And I think that's like
those are like apartments. Those are upper division apartments.
Yeah.
Really? That little one that I drove into?
Those ones, the one that you drove into. Those are all like parking spaces for people that actually don't want to, you know what I mean? Not in the motel. Like, they just have three or four apartments just next to each other, standalones, like units.
That's kind of strange.
It is kind of strange. I haven't met any of the people in there either, so.
You might have to go introduce yourself.
I have to go check it out.
You got a lot of neighbors in your tech, at least.
Yeah, we do.
Do you guys have neighbors, friends in your guys's?
Not at all.
No? Just didn't break the bread with your neighbors?
They didn't chop it up.
I know that, like, the people above us just from high school, though. So, like, it's not.
Some OGs.
Yeah, we haven't met any people, but now it's kind of too late into the year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never too late.
We, like, tried to go around to, like, everyone around us, and either they were, like, leaving as we were walking up to them, or, like, they weren't home or something.
Wow.
And then we gave up.
Maybe they're a little bit subjective. I mean, maybe you guys were a little abrasive. Did you ever consider that? Just flip the script? Maybe they're scared of you.
They could be. I'm quite intimidating.
Favorite tech memories so far? Hopefully that we can remember.
We've hit a few polar plunges.
Have you?
Dead of the winter, jump in the pool.
What's that trend called with the guy? The ice man.
Pigeon plunges? Is that what you're talking about?
No. You're supposed to, like, do it for your health. Oh. You, like, sit in the cold water for, like,
ten minutes
a week. Wim Hof.
Wim Hof. Wim Hof. Okay, I've heard of that. Yeah, no, there's tons of health benefits I've heard. I mean, I was just doing it for fun or to, like, huck a flip or something, but, you know, I'm glad I felt better after doing it, or my, like, health was raised in multiple ways, I guess.
Did you huck a successful flip?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Obviously.
Always stick it.
Tech memories? Nobody? No good memories in the techs?
I feel like when we go over to your apartment, it's fun.
Yeah, there's some good times. Oh. Let's see. Actually, no, I do have a good story. One time I didn't have my keys on me. Like, I just, this was when none of my roommates were home.
Time to time.
And I brought my keys with me because I was hanging out with some buddies. I think it was the hockey team. And I got home super late at night. I left my keys at my buddy's house. So I didn't have a way into my apartment. I found a way to climb up to my balcony.
Really?
And enter through the sliding door. So that's not really, like, a fun story, but it happened. You know, I had to turn into Spider-Man for a couple minutes.
little Peter, Was it not Peter Pan?
Peter Parker.
Not Peter Parker, thank you. Not Peter Pan.
No, yeah. I don't know what people would have thought if they saw me, like, scaling the side of the building, but I bet you it was a sight to see.
They may have been a little bit intimidated.
Could have been.
And then finally, ladies, any advice for living on your own? This is probably a new thing for you guys. I mean, you're kind of, like, it's kind of like a transition between a dorm and an apartment, but now you're, like, you guys aren't on meal plan, I'd assume, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are cooking for yourself, like, kind of cleaning for yourself. What do you have in that department for advice?
I barely know how to live on my own. Yeah. Like, I can't even cook for myself. All my meals are the frozen Trader Joe's foods.
Not bad picks, though.
She makes a lot of nuggets.
I do make a lot of nuggets.
The key to most issues.
We just talked Trader Joe's picks. What are you making? What's coming from Trader Joe's?
Well, I have these, like, chicken spring rolls that I always get.
Ooh. Whoa.
They're kind of fire.
That sounds crazy.
Not a bad choice.
Yeah. The mac and cheese balls, also fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a heart attack.
This is a different part of Trader Joe's than I've been in.
But, yeah, that's about all I can make.
The dark side of TJ's.
The never before seen. Maddie, anything?
Yeah. Wait, for which question? Trader Joe's? Or?
Both of them at this point. Okay. Living first, maybe.
Living? I don't know. I guess just, like, having good communication with your roommates. I feel like that's really important. And then, yeah, like, keeping snacks. Make sure you're not getting hungry.
Yeah, you don't want to get hangry.
It's kind of a hike out of the text to get some food.
Yeah, it does sometimes. Kind of suck. And then the closest stuff is, like, Chappie, and you can't even go in. So that's
true. Oh, is there a market in Chappie?
Yeah.
There's, like, food trucks.
The food trucks. Yeah. But no Trader Joe's picks, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of pick. I, like, eat weird because I have allergies and stuff.
You want to share what you're allergic to? Maybe some listeners have some advice.
Gluten. So gluten I'm allergy? A celiac.
Shout out Zach Lane, old buddy of mine. Big guy. Yeah.
Big
anti-gluten guy.
It's so funny because anything she can eat, I can't. And anything, like, I can eat, she can't.
Nolan, get this. She's allergic to corn.
To corn.
Do you know how many things, like,
there
corn's in?
A lot, right?
There's quite a bit.
Cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, cornmeal I can't have. I was trying to think.
You can have cornstarch.
Yeah, I can have cornstarch. I always confuse the two. It's kind
of
bad.
Tortillas you can't have, some of them?
Yeah, well, if they're corn tortillas.
Exactly. That's, like, wild to me. I can't even believe that.
That is a tough battle. Have you ever, like, eaten the wrong thing, and then what happens?
I ate the wrong thing last year, and I spent the entire day puking.
Oof.
Like, I couldn't even stand up without needing to let everything out.
Yeah, corn takes her down.
Did you think you should go to the hospital at that point?
No.
Yeah, because you kind of know what's happening when you have allergic reactions.
Gavin says similar things happen from Chipotle. Oh, corn's good at Chipotle.
He's just flexing on it.
I haven't been to Chipotle and gotten the corn.
He's literally just saying you can eat corn and you can't.
The corn.
Exactly. At least I can eat gluten.
Yeah, damn.
Damn.
All right, well, ladies, thank you so much for sharing that sort of stuff. Now it's time to jump into a little bit of the fun of the last remaining 10 minutes of the hour. This is the 1 second game show, folks. It's pretty simple. 1 second to answer the question. Whoever's answer ranks the highest wins. You know, so you can jump in. I'm just going to point 1-1-1. We're going to go. You got no time to figure this out. So here we go with question number 1. Top places to eat on campus, Michelle.
Chipotle.
Rubio's.
I don't know.
UT. She said UT.
Okay, UT. Chipotle, number 1. Shakesmart.
She didn't even choose a meal plan.
UTK
place.
Was on there. But nobody likes those places.
I'm open up to every demographic. I'm not sure anyone can
eat. What
was
your answer?
I said Rubio's.
Rubio's.
It's a little bit slept on. We talked about that last epi, but.
Ruby knows.
Ruby knows.
Question number 2. Sophomore housing locations, Maddie.
Esa Corner.
Granada.
PDS.
PDS. Piedra del Sol. I heard about that, but.
Oh. I thought someone else was going to take the
text. Is going to take the win. Maddie and Michelle are tied for 1. I think there's like 4 of these today. Number 3, SDSU's most popular sports, Zenos.
It's got to be hockey.
Maddie.
Basketball.
Football.
Football. Basketball takes the chance.
Number 3,
yeah.
We made podium.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I think we're a little bit slept on. We surveyed a lot of people for this. So.
100%.
Yeah. I do love the hockey team.
Case study.
Shout out, Michelle. even better, folks. This is that time of the month, not last time of the month. We kind of talked about this already, but that time of the month is all about your biggest gripes, your biggest complaints about SDSU from the week, from forever for you guys, as this is your first time on. But talk to us a little bit about your biggest complaints. I know for me, I like to hit 5th floor of the library. They got those spinny ball chairs. I don't know if you guys have been up there.
Yeah, those things are
but
wild.
They were taken yesterday. I went up there to take a nap. I like a little lib nap. And they were all taken, so I had to not take my nap.
Damn.
That's so unfortunate.
We need more of those spinny balls.
I have a pretty big gripe, actually.
What are you guys doing?
The cabinets in my apartment, I'll close them, but for whatever reason, they just open back up, and I'm at a super weird height, where sometimes if I'm looking down, they're out of my eye level, so I hit my head on a cabinet at least once or twice a day. And that's not an exaggeration. I've dented my head multiple times this week, and it's just really annoying. And I'm getting a short fuse from it. Like, I'll yell whenever it happens, and my roommates just know exactly what happened to me.
Do you think that your tech is haunted?
I don't know, man. I think someone's out there after me if it is. I think they're targeting me.
It could be a little scary.
Yeah, they just swing back open slowly, and it's, like, silent, too. It's not like there's a noise to indicate that it happened.
Maybe it's some wind. It's pretty windy.
Keep a window open.
Michelle, anything? Any complaints?
You literally can't do anything without a car. Like, you can't go anywhere without
that's pretty
it.
Valid.
Those 2 feet of yours, they don't do it. You can't cover a lot of ground.
It's like everything is so far. Like, if you want to do anything fun.
Yeah, I could see that.
There's Uber. Have you heard of Uber?
I have. That's expensive.
It is kind of pricey.
Yeah. That's why the tech's open, to make the fun.
Yeah, exactly. You guys don't have cars. You're sophomores. You can have cars, right?
I have
clearly.
You have a car?
Yeah.
Do you
not
have
no, I take her places sometimes. I don't know. I feel like I don't really leave campus too often because, yeah, gas is expensive.
Gas is pretty pricey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, campus is the place to be.
All right, well, that was that time of the month. I'm trying to remember what we have next here. Oh, an even better segment for you guys. This is Skater Dates. We know we got a large skating community on campus, and as we know, college is kind of a last call for dating at this point. After college, you're kind of screwed. But
figure it out, guys.
I'm going to read off some fine... they could go both ways. These could be women as well for Xenos. But are you going to skate away from these people or date them? Number 1, nice, friendly, outgoing, but they've been using the same sponge to clean their dishes for way too long. That thing's getting kind of grimy. These may or may not be housing-related problems with these people. What do we got?
You want to go first, Michelle?
Oh, I don't think that's that big of a problem. Like, I feel like that's date.
But all your dishes are gross now. It's just
it's a date.
You think?
It's date. That's a small
like
fix.
I feel like that's such a small thing. Yeah, just get them a new sponge.
You know,
like,
what to get them for their birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
A little sponge action.
a little SpongeBob.
Maddie?
Well, I mean, if that's an option of like replacing it, then I would date, but if okay. not, then
they're pretty set on using this grinder.
Oh, then
sponge.
No. I'm like picky about my
All right, next up. Awesome grape, but they never lock the door on their way out. I think I know somebody who does a little bit of this.
Date.
I mean, I never lock my door, so date.
Oh,
I didn't say that. I lock my door all the time.
My front door is always locked, but date, not a big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess date. I'd be hypocritical.
Wow.
Perfect. This person's perfect.
Yeah. Super cool person, great personality, but they never seem to notice the trash can overflowing. We've got a couple of these at our apartment too. I'm not looking at you. I'm looking at all of us. We could all step up in the trash department.
I was just looking that way just because.
I was just taking a glance. Yeah, I think it's a little bit of everybody.
What do you guys think? I know our trash can get out of hand sometimes.
Yeah, that could be a big problem. It gets kind of smelly in there. I am up for the trash takeout. We started trash rotation.
Yeah?
That way it keeps it fair. No, the recycle can's full, and Ryan didn't take it out. That's part of his duties.
Wow.
He just dodged it. He said, I don't recycle, so why
first
should I
he dodges Hepner's hustle, then the trash.
Yeah, Ryan's sick for the third week in a row, I think.
I don't know how to gamble this week without Ryan.
I think that's three strikes and you're out. Like they say at the old ball game. Michelle, is the trash can going to be a problem for things?
I mean, I'm definitely also guilty of this, but maybe a skate. Maybe a skate.
Yeah.
Yo, do a kickflip!
I don't know.
I mean, it depends on how bad it is. If it's like really gross, then skate.
I mean,
like,
every time you're over there, it's just like...
That's kind of gross. Yeah, that's kind of a skate.
It's just a chuck your bottle on top kind of,
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. Might have to skate.
It's me.
Might have to kickflip around that one.
And finally, great smile, nice eyes, but insists on cranking the AC whenever y'all are together. Talking cold. Might not be the worst thing. I think if I'm going to jump in at this rate, I'm going to date because it's way too hot in here.
I was going to say, yeah. I wish that was kind of the case right now.
I was going to say, we need this person around. Michelle, Maddie.
I get cold really easily, so might be escape, but if they give me clothes...
All right.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. Like, I get cold way too easily, so only if I can steal clothes. Like,
okay.
Steal.
Yeah,
you hear that?
Stealing's not a good thing.
That's actually a sin.
All right, well, that was skate or date, ladies. Thank you so much for participating. We're doing fantastically on time. Parsley should roll in about 5 minutes. But our final kind of segment today is kind of the most coveted here at Hepner's Hustle. This is San Diego State Trivia. It's not too difficult. It's similar to the one-second game show, but you have to shout out the answer. Whoever shouts it out first gets the point. I think we have a warm-up, and I think we got 5 questions today. Let's try the warm-up right off the bat. Warm-up, what time does the 247 study area close in the library?
Never!
Let's
Walked
go.
In. She was
Let's
confident.
Go. She's got it. All right, Michelle's warmed up. Maddie, I hope you were able to.
Maddie, don't get cold.
Never. Duh. All right, here we go. Question number 1. 5 marvelous questions today. Don't forget about that. I jotted that
I forgot about the word marvelous. That's kind of wild.
It's a long word. It's a marvelous word, to say the least.
Michelle dropped a blasphemous yesterday.
Blasphemous?
Yeah. That was crazy. We were just on the balcony. She said that, and I thought I was standing next to Shakespeare for a second.
I got to open up the dictionary to figure out what that means. Question number 1 now. STC was founded in what year? I kind of forgot the answer to this, so just shout out.
I could do some math.
1890.
We just had our 150-year anniversary.
Yeah.
No. 150 years.
1888. 75? 72?
I think Maddie has. I gotta admit, I didn't really remember this one. What did you say, 1875?
72.
1897. Okay, we're going to give that one to Maddie. Good job, Maddie.
Thank
that was
you.
Close enough.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a stretch. Plus, like, the date is kind of interesting because it was, like, a women's school of some sort. So it wasn't really like a public university for a while. We'll give it to Maddie. Question number 2. This street circulates around campus featuring a drive behind Storm Hall and GMCS. I don't know if you guys are going to get this one.
I don't know what that road's called.
Yeah.
College Avenue?
No. The term circulates is pretty important. Here.
Oh. I don't know.
Goes behind
Circle Drive.
Storm Hall.
Are you serious?
We're going to give it to Michelle.
There's no
Aztec
way.
Aztec Circle Drive.
What? Wow. There's no way I got that.
Kind of
sniped that
it was
one.
Kind of a wash, yeah. It was close enough.
Wow, she should be driving.
question number 3. SSW is the shorthand for this building on campus.
Student Services what?
Oh. Maddie, dude. They're on it. Zeno's.
I was wrong. I thought it was Storm Hall something.
No.
I was totally wrong.
That's
what I was thinking.
Student Services West.
Man.
Question number 4. This is the farthest south dorm on campus.
UTK?
Tenochka?
Or UT.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you know your cardinal directions like that? That's crazy.
She's on.
Never eat soggy waffles.
She pulls out a map. And
yeah. That's
wow.
True. I like sour watermelon. Soggy waffles, a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
University Towers. What dorms were you guys in?
Joppy.
Tenochka.
A little Tenochka action.
Where's Tenochka?
It's kind of by where we're going to live, next to Mary Lane.
Parks, you welcome in.
It's that big dorm building.
Parks, we're excellent on time today. We're just wrapping up. Final question. The riddle returns. The riddle seeks revenge. Welcome to this towering place where food and meeting rooms fill the space just to skip away from East Commons and more. 3 whole floors of student galore.
The Stewie!
The Stewie.
Yes. Whoops. Wait. There it is. Well done, Michelle.
I dropped a Stewie the other day, and someone bullied me.
Yeah, I had to stand up for her.
Make sure to start calling the student union the Stewie, folks.
We were in the wrong crowd that night.
Michelle, I got a sticker coming out for you at the end of the hour. Ladies, thank you, Parksy. Why don't you share the mic with Zenos? You guys can stay on as well in case you have some additional.
You could talk about the Timo Meyer trade.
Yeah, Parksy.
Devastating.
I'm horrifying.
I'm going to give you some music, Parksy. I'm gonna give you Ryan's Gambling Corner.
I gotta hear my song.
We haven't played this music yet.
Okay, I'll stand.
I think
I
wanna play this one.
I wanna get the vibe.
Yeah. Alright, Parksy, welcome back. We got like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
This is perfect. This is a perfect amount of time.
We're doing great. Yeah.
So I thought since Zenos was doing Trade Center today for us, that I would do trade deadline hot takes. So here are my hottest takes, winners and losers.
Hottest takes, winners, and losers.
Hottest takes, winners, and losers. So, winner, Vancouver.
Vancouver?
You get Atu Arati.
Yeah.
You just got Hronek.
Yeah.
And then you also went out and got Krastov from the Rangers for nothing. Huge win. Nobody's talking about that. Carolina, winner. You didn't get the star power, but you gave up a third-round pick and a B-minus prospect.
You're a bit of a Carolina biased
fan. I am, but I believe in this. You gave up a B-minus prospect for a guy who could be a legit top six forward. And you give up a third round pick for Gostisbehere. Poor man's Adam Fox. Easy. Easy deal. Losers. San Jose. You didn't get enough for Tamo
Meyer. We are losers.
No, yeah.
You didn't get enough. I like
this is pretty chapped about
two
that.
First round picks in Zetterlund is good, but you could have gotten more. I mean, Tampa Bay just gave up an entire draft class for a third-line player. They are fat losers. That was a terrible trade. It was a straight-up retirement gift to David Poile. L.A., losers.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Gavrikov? He's a third-pair defenseman. You gave up a first-round pick for him? You're not even a team that's guaranteed to make the playoffs. I don't know what they're doing.
They went to the Flyers, right?
They're not getting anything back in this. And then let's talk about Toronto. Holy cow, what a disaster.
They're bringing in a whole new team.
They gave up, 3 first-round picks to get 2 bottom-pair defensemen. And they gave up Rasmus Sundin, who's their best young defenseman. Morgan Riley's in a contract year. You don't even know if you're going to get him back.
Yeah.
And Erik Gustafsson? That guy is one of the most overpaid defensemen in the league. Okay, you got Ryan O'Reilly. Congratulations. You've got how many centers on that team that are top 6 centers? Where's the money, LeBron? Doesn't make any sense. I don't know what Kyle Dubas is doing.
It's not smart decisions.
It's terrible.
What about the Blackhawks?
They accepted the rebuild.
I'll say this about the Hawks. I think they're doing this the right way because Domi's not worth more than a second or third round pick.
Kane wasn't left for a bag of pucks, literally.
Okay, but Kane is also injured. They don't know what his hip's going to do. I mean, here's the thing. Chicago is not in a position where they're going to be good for years. So I think they made the smart move. They got picks. They got prospects. They have tons of cap space. See what happens. It's a tough one.
Bertuzzi, yeah.
I think that's a good trade.
It's a good trade, but it happened for a bad reason.
It's good for both teams.
No way. But I think Bertuzzi's worth more than a first and a fourth.
Wow. But no Taylor Hall. That's why they had to do it.
The Red Wings are probably trying to rebuild, and Boston's trying to Boston's trying to get. They're trying to win a cup with the team they
Detroit's got to start winning.
They were looking sharp. They were looking sharp. All their young players are picking it up.
Boston needs to load up even more.
Well, yeah, they're going to have to now because you have no Foligno and no Hall, and you have the best goaltending in the league, so you got to make a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only have a couple years left.
When you have a goalie that scores goals, you're the team.
This is it. This is it for Boston. Boston's got to win, I'm sure.
It's a good trade for them. All
right, well, we got to wrap things up, folks. Parksy, thank you guys so much. Maddie, Michelle, Zenos, Parksy, Gavin for all his commentary today. I hate to cut things short, but this has been another exciting episode of Habner's Hustle. Habner's Hustle is live on the KCR Radio Network, 10 a.m. Fridays. You know where to find us on Radio FX.
Tune into the Hustle, guys.
And on YouTube as well.
We love Aunt Ronnie.
At Habner's Hustle, KCR. We love all our listeners, to my parents, to my sisters, to my Nina and my Tia Trolley, everybody in between, Aunt Ronnie, Grandma, Pop-Pop. Habner's Hustle will be back.
Shout out my dad.
Next Friday, 10 a.m. Have a fantastic Friday.